Gíomh agus fáilte go dí an tláir cuma lúclá a scéil le seachta na seo with me, Tom Comack with you as usual on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock and well, there can only be one topic of conversation tonight on the programme and that of course is Solicitor's eagerly awaited Ulster Senior Football Final meeting of Donegal and Tyrone and well, I'm delighted to see him joined by two men who experienced the Ulster Final on more than one occasion, of course the legendary Anthony Molloy, who led Donegal to that first ever All-Ireland success way back in 1992. And our regular friend John Lynch from Tyrone, of course, an All-Star and, well, an Ulster Championship winner on a number of occasions as well and missed out on an All-Ireland medal in 1986, way back all that many years ago. First of all, gentlemen, a very good night to you.
Good evening, Tom.
And John, how are
right,
you?
Tom, how's it going?
Good. You're coming to us loud and clear from deep in enemy territory tonight. So, tell me, okay, Anthony. First of all, Donegal, six Ulster finals in a row. Did you ever think you'd see the day?
No, like you know, Tom. To be fair, like it's an you know, it's an amazing achievement in its own right, and suppose we had a bit of a run similar to ourselves back in, you know, back in the late 80s, early 90s, you know. But, you know, where we came from then, like, you know, we were nearly 20 years in the wilderness, you know. And you know, it's a massive, massive turnaround, like, from a Donegal point of view, like, to be contesting their sixth Ulster final. And, suppose it's the biggest date, it's one of the biggest dates like in the GAA calendar year, you know, and it's a great occasion and it's great to be part of it, Tom, yeah. You know.
And how many finals did you play in? I was counting, was it six, five or six?
Well, I played in six, suppose if you count the replay in 1989, like we were lucky enough to be part of the 1983 team, you know, and that was a very, very special day. Like, we beat Cavan that day, you know, and we were very young at the time. Like, we came in from after one on the 1982 on the 21 All-Ireland, and there were five of the 92 team involved in that team. Which is a while back, Tom.
You did yours over, what, a 13-year period or something like that, was it?
Yeah,
10-year period.
But 10-year period. Like, but, you know, in them, like, in 1983, like, we thought, you know, we'd be there every year thereafter, you know, but it didn't turn out like that. And it just goes to show you, like, you know, the competitiveness of the Ulster Championship, you know, and...
It hasn't been done too often. I was just checking there. I think Down, Cavan, a couple of times, maybe in Antrim, are the only ones to do it. Not even Tyrone have done it.
You know, it is a huge achievement,
especially in the modern time.
Yeah, and the modern game, like, you know, these boys have a lot of miles put up. They have a lot of experience, I have to say, gained by that as well. Like, both playing and Clonus is nothing new to these men. Like, hopefully we can carry that on Sunday as well, you know.
Yeah, look, I was just checking before we came on there. I think Christy Toy will be, if he features on Sunday, will be playing in his ninth Ulster final.
Yeah, that is something else.
Isn't like, it, know? Yeah. So yeah. What are you, three winners' medals, I suppose it's not too bad, and hopefully you'll have a fourth on Sunday evening.
Yeah, exactly, Tom. Yeah.
John Lynch, 2010 since Tyrone were last in one. Hard to believe that as well.
That's strange. When you think about it, Tom, like 2010, but I suppose we have to accept, Tom, that Donegal have taken over as far as... one of the top teams in Ulster goes, and as we talked about it, six in a row or the four in a row, and that they won. Like all these stats that have been thrown up, it's amazing. And as Anthony alluded to, it's especially in modern day football, like you know, it's harder now, like to repeat things. Like,
yeah.
And in fairness, Donegal have really they're really showing the way. In fairness, like,
yeah. And like you know, the transformation was as a result of Jim McGuinness. Like, we have to put it down to him solely and truly, because if you take it in 2010, beaten by Antrim in the first round and then lost to Armagh in Cross Midlin, and nobody ever thought we'd be back in an Ulster final the following year.
That's right. Well, definitely a lot of credit has to be laid at Jim's feet for what has been achieved in this at this late stage with the Donegal team. But in fairness, Tom, even Anthony alluded to stuff that went on in the 80s and the 90s. I mean, you've had him on quite a bit. Like Brian McNiff for Donegal has to get a lot of credit for what you know for his vision, basically, really that he had for Donegal teams. You know, back in the lean days of one in football, you know, one in championships, one in Ulster championships, and one in All Irelands. So, like, there's a lot of men obviously deserve a lot of credit. and Donegal. But you know, it's Jim that at the minute that has really taken Donegal by the scruff of the neck and made them into an amazing force. Like,
And of course, Anthony, we cannot forget Brian's contribution either. Indeed,
Brian. Brian, like, as a player and manager, look, you know, sure, he's been known countrywide anyway, and he'd be one of our first All-Stars as well, you know, we have to remember that, and back in the day, you know, when All-Stars were hard to get, you know, Brian McAniff was an All-Star, like, so he was a quality player himself, like, but he's been involved with Donegal for years and years and years. I don't, it must be over 50 years at this stage, you know, in some one capacity or another, like, as a player, as a manager, and at administration as well, he's done a lot. Like, there's nothing that Brian hasn't done, you know, as far as GAA is concerned. Like, and you know, Brian, to be fair to him, was always a great motivator. He was a great player's man. Like, and he also knew, amazingly, you know, he didn't have to write things down, like, in the dressing room there. Like, Brian could describe the opposition, like, off the cuff, like, right foot, left foot, his weaknesses and all that there. Like, you know, so Brian, to be fair, like, has done a lot for Donegal, you know.
Well, I suppose when we're handing out the plaudits, John, we cannot forget Mickey Hart either.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Mickey has really... The achievement that has laid at his door is unreal. But I'm going to go back again and do an Anthony. Like, I like to say that a lot of stuff that was went on in Tyrone, and especially went on in Ulster in the earlier days, would have been down to a lot of work that Art McCrory would have put in as well. You know,
yeah.
Art McCrory was a man that had, again, like Brian, was, you know, visionary and GAA. He'd seen teams in Ulster that just basically went out to compete. You know, he'd seen that these lads have to get out and win All Ireland's, and you know, just on a quick thing on a mark would have done that. But obviously Mickey has come in, and you know, the science of GAA and everything else, you know, the way players are now, you know, prepared and developed and stuff, you know, Mickey is part of that, and really, you know, we have to everybody in Tyrone, and we all are, and like a good, you know, 99.9% of people in Tyrone do look at Mickey Hart and you know, we have him in awe of what he's actually done for us as far as one in All Ireland's and, you know, putting us in the position we are in at the minute.
Anyway, Anthony, looking ahead to Sunday's final, and of course we can't forget our minors. It's Donegal versus Derry in the minor final as well. That's happened not too often either, just a couple of years ago as well. I suppose another illustration of how Donegal football has moved in the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, you know, overall, if you look back, like, the whole football thing has completely changed, like, and minors are doing now what seniors are doing, you know. County minors now are they're getting the winter program as regarding weights and everything else, like, and they're also training in November, December, like, never ever happened in my time, you know. You got ready for the minor league, probably you got teams together like in the end of January or something like that there, maybe training, light training started around February or something like that, you know. So it's all changed, there's no doubt about that. And look, I was very impressed with this present Donegal minor team leaving Calf in the last evening against Monaghan. You know, they're a good side. They'll take some beating, like, but then you can never, ever count out Derry. Like, and, you know, Derry always can put together good minor sides. And
as
have
we
done.
Know from last year.
Exactly, yeah. You know, and I was disappointed last year because I thought we had a great side last year as well, you know, and we done very, very well. Like, in the minor league, we beat Derry twice in the minor league, but then they turned around, like, and, you know, they beat in the championship.
Anyway, we'll return to the minor later. Tell me, what do you make of Donegal this year, the senior team?
Well, I think, you know, that we have, you know, people are saying that this present bunch, you know, that their legs are not there anymore, and but leaving Cavan again, or leaving Breffni the last evening, you know, there's a freshness about this team, I think, that hasn't been there, you know. And again, we've added some new faces in, like, and the likes of young Martin Riley, like, I think has come on leaps and bounds as a player. Like, he's I would look at him as probably like the Brian Duher, you know, of Tyrone. He can go up and down the field, like, and he also can take scores, like, at vital times, and which is great to see. Like, we have young Owen McHugh coming in there, like, and young Kieran Gillespie was very impressed with him the last day as well. Like, so we have new faces that come in the year, like, and has added a bit of freshness to us, you know. And also, if you look at, people say the likes of Rory Cavan and Carl Lacey doesn't have the legs anymore. I think that's wrong. That's rubbish, you know, because I was impressed with how they played against Monaghan the last day. Like, they had more ball than most, you know. So look at, I think we have a freshness this year, and I know that Tyrone are going in there as favourites, like, but we're going in with a lot of experience, you know, as well, like, and you know, you can't buy experience. And just looking at that Tyrone team on Sunday, kind of going through what they'll be lining out with. You know, there's about 10 of them lads having experience in Ulster final, like, and it's a daunting place, as John would say, agree with me, like, a big day, it's a massive big occasion, like, massive big crowd and a massive atmosphere, you know. So it'll be very, very interesting, like, and hopefully it's going to be a good game, you know. Mm-hmm.
And tell me, you know, is Ulster final day different than the other day?
Sure, look, you see, I think it's different to every other province. Like, on a given day up here, most teams can or could beat you, you know, and that's why that I always think it's a bit unfair. Like, you know, Kerry has to prepare for a Munster final, you know. Dublin now has to prepare for a Leinster final only. You know, that's the way things are going. But some we have to prepare for first-round matches, you know.
Some people say with Dublin, it's not Leinster quarter-final now. They have to prepare for...
Ah, yeah, like, it's your Kerry the same. Like, you know, but up here in Ulster, like, as I say, like, always competitive, you know, and, you know, certain teams can beat you on a given day, like, and you just can't take that chance. You have to prepare, like, for a first-round match, like, an Ulster final, you know, and take it then as one game at a time, like, and that's probably the difference. Like, we're still the most competitive province, like, in Ireland at the minute, and probably the best games are coming from Ulster at the minute as well, like, you know.
Well, it's recognised now as the only championship, only provincial championship worth talking about. We saw the Connacht final last Sunday.
Yeah, but like, you know, Clonus, like, Ulster final day, it's something special, and with a big crowd, there's a marvelous atmosphere there. The crowd are all around you. It's, you know, it's often referred to on a good day as a cauldron. It is a cauldron. John Lynch would know that as well. Like, on a warm day, like, but a brilliant atmosphere, like, and the crowd all together, all down on top of one another, and things like that there, it's a great place to be.
John, is that a worry for you, the fact that, 9 or 10 of the team probably haven't experienced an Ulster final, and you're talking about a Donegal team that maybe the bulk of them have experienced, practically all of them have experienced Ulster finals, maybe bar Owen McHugh and Kieran Gillespie and one or two others, but the rest of them have. Is that a concern?
It would be a concern, Tom, that Donegal would be, the experience of Donegal would be there. The lack of experience of Ulster championships or Ulster finals and stuff would be, with the East Tyrone lads, would be a slight concern. But to be totally honest with you, Tom, it wouldn't really concern me in Cerna, and honest, because I do believe that these boys are now, like, again, things are different now.
A lot of them played in the All-Ireland semi-final last year. That's a big game.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of these boys are playing in big games, you know, under-21s. Quite a few of these boys have won minor All-Irelands and stuff, and they've played in big games before, Tom. So, you know, and I'm sure... And again, the way it's been done now, like the way Mickey be covering these boys, it wouldn't be as big a concern as it would, like, years ago, as Anthony would have alluded to there. Like, to get to an Ulster final, and I agree with him, the Ulster championship, an Ulster final in Clonus is the ultimate when it comes to playing. Like, years ago, it was the ultimate to play there, and hopefully go and win it. But for these lads now, they know that there's more ahead of them, and even with the way the system is, the backdoor system and all. There's that cushion as well. So, like, I don't think the concern is there no more. Like, when we used to go to an Ulster final, it was like a winner take all and you're gone, and all the work that you'd have done would have been gone with it. But it's not that way now. So I don't know if the lack of experience is really that big a concern.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, but I do... What would concern me really about Donegal is the fact that they have... Like, they're in them positions. They've been in them positions, you know, for so many years in a row there. And you do learn a lot, Tom, from that. Like, these boys would have learned a lot from the defeats they would have had, and obviously from the ones they had. But, like, you know, you do learn a lot from defeats, and the only thing that, like, we haven't been there for defeats, so that would be a concern for us. For me, really, that's the only thing I was
saying. Tá, tú gairse glas an clár, cumann Luke Class Gael na seacht an na seo le mí, Tom Comic, and my special guests tonight are Anthony Molloy of Donegal and John Lynch of Tyrone. And, of course, we're discussing Sunday's Ulster Senior Championship final meeting of Donegal and Tyrone. That's in Clonus at 2 o'clock through in, and it's, of course, preceded by the Minor Championship final meeting of Donegal and Derry, the defending champions. We'll be back in just a moment. Fáilte Rash, good Ian Clare, agus my special guest tonight are Anthony Molloy and John Lynch. And of course, we're looking ahead to Sunday's Ulster final meeting of Donegal and Tyrone in St. Gerald's Park in Clonus. Donegal, of course, played Derry in the minor final as well. And a big crowd expected, capacity crowd, really. John Lynch, back to you for a moment. Tell me, I know your feelings about Tyrone and where they're at has ebbed and flowed a little bit in the course of the season. You know, with the benefit now of, what, 3-4 games of the Championship, what do you make of them?
Well, I suppose, again, Tom, I watched them a fair bit through the league in the McKenna Cups and stuff, and I've seen the progress that was there, and I talked to you earlier in the season about how I was maybe a bit concerned about defence and the way it was set up. But I would be pretty happy with the way things are now defensively for Tyrone, with the men in place, the likes of McNamee, and I'm glad to see Rowan McNabb back in there again last week. And the defence, they were playing well, so I'll be happy with how the defence is set up. Going forward, Tom, midfield, Matty Donnelly again has come into his own, and I think he's playing better footballer now than at this stage than he even was last year, you know, in fairness to him. But I still have concerns about having that, you know, that marquee forward that Donegal, for instance, would have in Michael Murphy. We still don't possess that type of footballer that, you know, when he sets up to hit a free, you can guarantee he's going over the bar. And normally when Michael Murphy gets a ball in his hands and he turns, it's gone over the bar. We have forwards, yes, good forwards, but I still think at this day, you know, when I look at Sunday's match, Tom, you know, it's going to be, this is the ultimate test for Tyrone, and it's going to be, and we talked about nerves earlier on and stuff, and this is going to be the test of ever for all these forwards. And my concern is in our forward line, can we get the scores with the pressure cooker type of defence is going to be there for them. So that's my concern about how we're going to play on Sunday. But, you know, as far as defensive goes in midfield, I still feel we're there. Goalkeeping, I would imagine Morgan's probably going to be in there, and his kickouts are pretty good. So that's my concern possibly on Sunday, really, is the forwards. Well, we can get the scores that's required, because they're going to be at a premium, Tom. There's not going to be much in this game.
That's something that, you know, Donegal have beaten Tyrone on the last four championship meetings. Yeah. And the one area that they have fallen down is they have been unable to lock Donegal. Probably last year was maybe as close as they came in those four meetings.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, Tom, I don't know, Donegal men would say this, but I have to say that Michael Murphy still, to me, is easily one of the best footballers in Ireland. There's not a doubt about it. But Patrick McBurney, Tom, is not that far behind him. So no matter what they say about Donegal, all the talk about Donegal being a spent force at the start of the year, they still possess probably two or three best forwards in Ireland at the minute. You know, plus the likes of the McNeilis and them boys coming in behind and to boot. So these boys are going to be thrown having our defence is my opinion in a good place right now, but as I said to you earlier, this is the ultimate test for these boys. These boys have not been up against forwards like this, have not been up against a team of organisation like this. So this is the ultimate test, definitely. And it's the first
Division One team they've met this year.
That's exactly right. And all this talk about the unbeaten run we're going on and stuff like that, that to me is out the window right now. We're facing possibly one of the best teams in Ireland right now. And as I said, I never bought into this story that there were a spent force. Not at all. And Anthony mentioned the couple of lads from Donegal Town there.
Carlisi.
Carlisi is flying at the minute. And he's a big cog in the wheel at the minute. And these boys will be, flying on Sunday. There's no doubt about it. And as I said earlier, this is the ultimate test for us. And we are going to have to be at our... This is going to have to be Tyrone's best performance on Sunday. We're going to have to put on our best performance to win this match. There's no doubt about that.
And how much will it be preying on the minds of players and the Tyrone players that they've lost to Donegal in the last four games? Does that add a little bit more pressure?
I don't know if that's going to be a factor either, Tom. A lot of the stuff, the media people and stuff pick up a lot of that, but being involved, and Anthony will agree with this, a lot of that stuff goes over our heads. When you're a player, it doesn't really concern you. It doesn't be talked about. It's definitely not talked about in team meetings and stuff, and that doesn't come on. But on a one-to-one position, sort of, if just, you know, if you're if somebody was marking McBurney last year, I remember the last day McBurney got a score, a goal against us on a very quick switch over. I think it might have been McCarron came in on him and he got a goal off him. That kind of thing was in your head sometimes, you know, the fact that people get scores off you and stuff. But I don't honestly think that'll come into their heads, really. You know, it's a new game. It's a whole new ball game for them right now. And you know, that's what it's about for the lads now. They're playing an Ulster final on Sunday and they're going to be looking at that in a whole different way. Like.
Yeah. And tell me, when we're Tyrone, the starting 15, obviously we're not going to know the teams until later in the week. Do you see any changes?
I can't see it. I can't see much changing from the Cavan replay, Tom. Like as I said, I was glad to see Rowan McNabb come back into the defence. I can't see many personnel changes unless injury. Colm Kavanagh hasn't. There's been no word about him whether that injury was serious or not. There's been nothing coming out of the camp about that. So hopefully he's fine. If he was missing, it would be it'd be a serious loss for us. But as far as personnel changes go, I can't see much changing. Up front, Darren McCurry was meant to start. He didn't. I like to see him in there. I think he's still one of our best forwards. But as far as lineup goes, I can't see anything changing from the Cavan replay.
And can we expect Justin McMahon to take up Michael Murphy again? He got a lot of stick last year.
He did indeed. And Justin has been chasing Michael Murphy for quite a few years. So I would say that'll definitely be another. Sell up again.
Yeah, and Anthony, to you, in terms of the Donegal team, the general feeling, obviously Neil McGee is back and is fit. Big Neil Gallagher isn't going to make it. Obviously a huge loss, and people have bemoaned that to me over the last couple of weeks when they've been talking about Donegal and Tyrone. Do you see Neil McGee coming back in? Do you see any changes other than that?
Well, you know, I suppose, like, to be fair, like, I suppose it's a good headache to have, you know. The Rory, like, will have, a problem with the selection on Sunday, like, and young Kieran Gillespie has performed extremely well, like, since he came in there, and he had a great game against Monaghan there, you know, the last evening, and, you know, whether Rory goes for experience or not, I don't know, but I don't know whether Kieran Gillespie is going to. We don't know the team, you know. Mm. But as a great problem to have is a selection problem.
Neil McGee will come back. You expect, do you?
I would expect, like, you know, you're 3-time All Star, locked in, and an influential player as well for us. You know, I have to say, and you know, he's put a lot of people through his hands there, like, and he's a good ball player. He's a strong lad, and
someone said to me during the week, well, there's a certain fear of him in Tyrone too.
Well, I think maybe not alone Tyrone, maybe countrywide at this stage. But, you know, he can play football, you know.
It's going to be very hard to drop Kieran Gillespie. He's got power, he's got size, and one thing for a big man, he's got serious pace, and you need that against Tyrone.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to know, like, how Donegal will line out on Sunday, like, and, you know, you might see a team in the press or in the papers or whatever, but, you know, normally that's not what lines out. Mm. Like, and, you know, who knows who's going to turn up around the middle of the field on Sunday for us, you know.
But they're not going to be wholesale changes anyway, you
know? Not at all, no, like, maybe one or two changes, I don't know.
And
like,
tell me, Anthony, the key battles as you see them, where's this game going to be won and lost? Is it going to be one on the sideline? Is it going to be one on the field? Is it?
Well, there's a few things, like, and as John has said it there, like, you know, stats goes out the window on Sunday, like, it's an Ulster final, like, it's a new game, you know, a whole new ball game on Sunday. First thing that I would have to be concerned with probably on Sunday, we have to be disciplined, like, you know, we have to be disciplined in the tackle. I hope that we respect each other. I see a bit of, you know, stuff that I don't like creeping into the modern game. Hope that doesn't happen.
Like what?
Sort of negative man-to-man stuff, you know, and a lot of maybe verbal abuse being thrown around the place, you know, and you know, there's no room for things like that there.
Was that not there in your day, no?
Ach, no, look, what you got on, and you took your shots, you gave them, you took them, and that was it, like, and it was forgotten about afterwards, you know. But there's starting to creep into the modern game, like, all over the place, I believe, and there's no room for that. We have to always respect each other on the field, like, and play football all the time. And also, like, if we have to be, if we were a bit loose, I have to say, in our discipline, like, we... we seem to have given away more frees this year than most, you know, most other years. Like, and also the man in the middle, I have to say, will have a big bearing on the game as well. Like, and I hope he's a good game and that he uses common sense as well. Like, and lets the game flow to the best of his ability. You know, it's going to be a tight affair, Tom. We all know that there. And it takes about 10 minutes, like, both teams to sort themselves out. Look at, we will be looking again towards Michael Murphy to have another big game for us. There's no doubt about that. As John said, he's one of the best players in the country at the minute. He's our captain. He leads by example. And we need Michael Murphy to have another big game for us, along with everybody else. Look, one man never wins anything these days. Like, it's going to be probably 20 men in the end up that's going to win out on Sunday. You know, that's the nature of the game. But
what is it about Tyrone that would worry you going to Clonus on Sunday?
Probably they have a lot of speed up front. There's no doubt about that there. Look at some excellent players. Look at Sean Cavan, has been around a long time, an experienced player, good player, always was. Matty Donnelly, Colin Cavan around the middle. You know, they have Niall Sludden, McAlisky, Ronan. Like, look at, they have quality. Tyrone has a lot of quality. Look at, it's going to be a ding-dong affair.
Two best teams in Ulster?
Without a doubt, Tom. Look, there's no doubt about that whatsoever. Like, and hopefully we can leave Clonus. It's going to be, look at, I can see it being a very, very, very close match. Like, and hopefully we'll have a good game, we'll have a good spectacle, and that we can show the rest of the country that we can play football up here.
I'm not going to ask either of you what your hearts or heads says, because I know what both heads and hearts are saying on this one. But, John...
Yeah.
Do you expect it to be a tight game, a close game, fast flowing, open game?
I would say, Tom, like, when you look at the two teams that have gone through, like, when you look at them, a couple of replays that they had against Monaghan, and when you watch the throwing games against Cavan, like, they're carbon copies of each other, really. The way they play, both teams set up the same way. They both have good players in the right positions. They play. Defensively, they play the same. The speed of defence is, you know, the McHughes as opposed to, like, Sludden.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to cut you off there. We'll talk to you on Sunday in Clonus, and hopefully we'll be talking to you after as well. Thanks also to Anthony Malloy. Thanks to Jimmy Stafford on sound. Just to remind you once again, we have live commentary on both the minor and the senior game from St. Tiernach's Park on Clonus on Sunday with Oisín Kelly and Declan Bonner. For me, Tom Cormack, Gudjian Socks and Shogun, Slán agus Bannock.